From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama can transfer Guantanamo detainees to the United States for trial under a bill passed by Congress. Still, the administration officials rather say this does not remove all of the obstacles to closing the prison camp by January. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In many ways, this bill leaves things as they are. Guantanamo detainees can come to the U.S. for prosecution only, as before. This law says the administration must notify Congress 45 days before bringing someone to the U.S., and Congress needs 15 days' notice before a detainee is sent to a foreign country. Those deadlines are the same as before. There are roughly 230 men at the prison now. Justice officials say military and civilian prosecutors are reviewing more than 40 detainees' cases to see whether they could stand trial. That does not come close to emptying the prison altogether. Still, the administration sees the new law as a step in the right direction. The House recently moved to completely bar Guantanamo detainees from coming to the United States, and administration officials are relieved to see that threat is gone. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is welcoming Afghan President Hamid Karzai's decision to face a second-round runoff election. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the decision is a positive development that will help give the administration some clarity as it decides on a war strategy. However, Gates said it will not solve the problem of government corruption in Afghanistan. Gates spoke to reporters in Tokyo today at a joint news conference with his Japanese counterpart. Karzai decided to run after nearly a third of the ballots cast for him in the election 2 months ago were invalidated by a United Nations-backed panel. Pakistani forces are said to be gaining ground in their battle against militants in South Waziristan. Intelligence officials say there have been heavy exchanges of gunfire in the hometown of Pakistan's Taliban leader. Meanwhile, all educational institutions have been closed in Pakistan today after yesterday's twin suicide attacks at Islamabad's International Islamic University. Israel's deputy prime minister is calling for an independent inquiry into Israel's actions in Gaza last winter. Israel is coming under increasing international pressure to launch its own investigation. Linda Gradstein reports.
Deputy Prime Minister Dan Meridor told the Haaretz newspaper that one of the best ways Israel can defend itself in the international arena is by investigating itself. Last week, the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva adopted a report by South African jurist Richard Goldstone that accuses both Israel and Hamas of war crimes in Gaza. The report says both must launch independent investigations or the matter should be referred to the International Criminal Court. Meridor, a moderate member of Benjamin Netanyahu's governing Likud party, said Israel must investigate Goldstone's claims even if the report was biased. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR. Workers at Sun Microsystems are facing layoffs. The company says it's planning to eliminate up to 3,000 jobs, or about 10% of its workforce. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
The cuts at Sun will be global and take place over the next 12 months. The company was once one of California's most powerful technology firms, but the computer server and hardware maker has been struggling in recent years. It's now set to be acquired by Oracle Corporation in a deal worth more than $7 billion. U.S. antitrust regulators have approved the deal, but European regulators have expressed concern and have not yet given the acquisition the green light. Sun is losing an estimated $100 million a month, and the longer the European review takes, the more money the company will lose and the more workers it's likely to cut. The European Commission is now expected to announce its decision next month. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A bill to extend jobless benefits is being held up in the Senate. The bill would extend benefits for 14 weeks nationwide and another 6 weeks on top of that in states where unemployment is high. But Republicans are refusing to allow it to move forward. They want to offer amendments and use unspent stimulus money to pay for it. Democrats want to extend the unemployment surtax. The House passed its extension of jobless benefits more than a month ago. Vice President Joe Biden is in Warsaw, Poland, where he'll be meeting with Polish leaders and Polish veterans of the war in Afghanistan. The visit is seen by some as damage control amid the administration's efforts to mend ties with Russia and plans to scrap Bush administration missile defense plans. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.